What's up, podcast world? This is your man, Sam. Man, on this podcast, we sit back and we talk about the Summer Music Series. We give a little recap about all the people who came out and showed us love. Thank you, and just say thank you so much to them, because we appreciate it. We tried something new, and we didn't fucking fail. That is amazing. And quite honestly, we got 5 different groups of people to thank. But before we get into all of that, we're going to recap the Summer Music Series. And on this podcast, we'll give you a little taste of things to come in the future for the podcast. So I sit down with Super Producer, and we sit back and we reminisce about some of our favorite moves, you know, about the Summer Music Series. But first, before we get into it, we got to play a song. And one of these songs, this is dedicated to you, all the people who showed up on the Summer Music Series. So this is our, you know, our little shout out to you. Here it is, man. Talk to you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Jazzy Fizzle production. Angie Stone snippet for Shizzle Dizzle. And you can't forget about the big Swoopy Deagle double jizzle.
Just Talking with Sam show. Just Talking with Sam podcast. Why do I always get that mixed up? I never understood. It's show, then podcast, and podcast, and show. Either way, we are back. It turns out all roads of this podcast leads to the den. And I'm here once again, Sam, as always, once a week. And we have the ever so pregnant super producer herself, the queen of unfunny.
What the person ever so pregnant? Seriously.
Well, anyone who follows the page on Facebook, and that is Facebook just talking with Sam / just talking with Sam, no GN talking, just talking with Sam, can see pictures for themselves and they can chart our, this was your idea. They could chart our very, I mean, on the go. This is the fan page. They can see what we're doing and, you know, different podcasts and techniques and who we're with and all the other fun stuff.
All right.
So anyway, that was your introduction.
Thank you for the queen of the unfunny thing. It's not really me, but, you know, you know.
Whatever. I don't know what to tell you, man. We here, we back in the den, and quite honestly, summer's over, which means no more, let's get some sad music as I say this.
Why,
man.
Why do you need sad music?
Because you didn't have fun this summer?
I did have fun this summer.
All right then. I'm looking for some sad music because, well, summer's over.
That it is.
Are you playing Angry Birds again where you just give shitty statements and you're just like, yeah, no. I'm just going to agree to everything.
I'm not playing Angry Birds. I'm actually on Facebook.
Oh, God damn it.
Checking our Facebook page.
I know that's a lie. Like, I know that's a lie. Like, how you just said that made me immediately
think. I'm seeing how many likes you got. You got a lot of likes. I'm proud of you.
I know that's a lie. I can't prove it because I'm not near you. And the second I get up to look over there, you could probably move your fingers around a little bit more.
Sam, now come on. You know me.
That's how I know you're lying.
You know me. I don't pretend.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
Your whole life is based on pretending.
Samuel.
Look at your face. You got makeup on. You don't look like that. You're wearing high heels. You're not that tall. Your whole existence is based on a lie.
Seriously, Sam.
It's all a lie.
I don't have to wear makeup. I choose to wear makeup.
And you choose to lie.
I choose.
You choose to lie.
I know that I'm not that tall, but I choose to wear heels. And since you knocked me up, I can't wear heels.
Everything about you is a lie.
How? Are my eyes mine?
Not your fucking lashes.
I don't have on lashes. I have on my
not
hair.
Your lashes. Those lashes belong to the good folks at the back counter, wherever there's a back counter or back.
Sam,
or
am I wearing lashes right now? Seriously,
since this is a audio medium, I'm going to say yes.
Take a picture of me right now and put it on your page just to show that I'm not wearing lashes right now.
All
right, I took my lashes off already. Thank all right, you very
do
much.
It. Do it. I'm pulling a card. Put it on the fucking page.
I actually have one in here already.
No, you cannot use a picture of you taking.
No,
you just said.
I took this before I left.
No, that's bullshit. No, you said right now.
I took this before I left.
No, that don't count, man. All right. That's a fucking liar, man. You're lying.
If I had on lashes, I would not be rubbing my ass like this.
I think you would.
Sam.
I think you would.
My hair is man's.
No, it's not. Not all of it.
Seriously?
Not all of it, no.
How is it not mine?
Because I don't know what you do.
It's a bun, Sam.
I'm just coming out. I'm just I'm saying how not yours it is.
This is the most natural I've ever been. Like, seriously,
so
a very
you've
long
been
time.
Lying to me the entire goddamn time.
My boobs are real.
Are they?
Yes, they were a little smaller before I got pregnant. But.
See, once again, not yours, man. That's my kids. So that's not even yours.
No, they're mine. They're not artificial. They just got plumped up since, you get pregnant, your boobies get bigger. That's all. My nails are mine. Bam.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
These are my nails. Now,
no,
these
not.
Are mine. These are
if
mine.
Okay, all right. Let's slow it all down.
Sam, you know my nails is real.
If you have to sit out and break down body
I'm letting
parts
you
of
know
what's real and
what's real.
Apparently nothing.
My eyebrows are real. Oh, I don't think what else.
Can we stick to the subject, please?
Anywho, let's talk about you and your not realness.
Look, man, expose me, nigga. I know I'm a piece of shit. Expose me.
Why you want to be exposed?
Expose me, goddamn it. What the fuck you tell me? I've said on this podcast, yes, I am the king of the HJs. All right,
so
yes.
I'm going to need to hurry this podcast up. I'm smelling my scallops right now.
It's an hour.
My scallop? You don't smell them scallops?
God damn it. This is why the Summer Music Series was here, so we could not have you sit here with me.
It was here because of me.
Bullshit.
All because of me and my greatness.
No. It was here because the anonymous one starting shit on Twitter, then it turns into an argument, and then it turns into a fuck it. Let's try this. It was all a crapshoot. And all right, let's get back to the Summer Music Series. Those who missed all of the Summer Music Series.
Shout out to our first guest we had.
I'm sorry, you want
to
do this?
Yep, shout out to our first guest we had, El Renee.
Let's play the sad music because we didn't even get a chance.
Oh my
you
God.
Know, see,
you already said you was going to play the
you
sad music.
You know what's fucked up?
You going to play it or not?
You heard shit in radio. There's a guy. Okay, first of all, I don't throw him out there.
You know,
there's a guy at work right now.
You know what you can do with all this?
What?
You can sit down and you can enjoy it. Enjoy it. That's what you can
do. I'm the one fucking talking. You make no fucking sense!
See what I have to go through, people.
This is.
Do you see?
All right, first of all, you don't know. No. We're talking, but there's a guy at work right now.
Yes, it is.
Zia. There's a guy at work who's listening to my ass right now.
Okay.
And we have to at least help him through the next hour. There's a woman who may be on a treadmill right now, Terry, who's listening to me talk shit.
Okay, hold on.
And there is a person out there, well, many people who fit just like them, so we got to keep this shit going for an hour.
So you are correct.
But back to what I'm saying. Summer's over. It's not just a Summer Music Series. Play some sad music because summer's like my time, you know? Yeah. It's a time where you gotta, I don't know, you go back, like, you go out, you do shit. The Summer Music Series is over now. We got a chance to talk with some people. Alright, we can just shut that off.
Yeah, maybe we should. It's a good idea.
Alright. We got a chance to sit down across some people who, quite honestly, I love with you. I didn't know how strong this fucking show was where we can reach out to these people. And I am highly thankful for them showing up and just killing an hour with us shooting this shit, man. For those who didn't listen to the Summer Music Series or do not know what the Summer Music Series is, Nate and Shoney. Put your name on it. I am throwing that fucking name out there.
I'm going to call you out because you never want to mention people's names. All of a sudden, you want to say people's names.
Hey, we always talked about put your name on it. We putting your name on it at this point because I know who they are. And what's happening with the Summer Music Series, this is over the summer, we reached out to some of our musical friends, and quite honestly, we found someone from each genre. So let's just break them down from first to last, and we can get, you know what? You didn't say much during the Summer Music Series. Yes, you.
Because I didn't want a mic, that's why. Even though you offered, I didn't want a mic.
Okay. That is the reason why you didn't say anything. I am asking you right now. We're going to go through all our people because you did experience them, but you wasn't on mic with them. As well, you can kind of briefly hear you in the background in some of them. But each person, let's just break them down. El Renee, she was the first person to come out and help us open it up to Summer Music Series. Any thoughts on El Renee? Granted, these aren't final thoughts, but any thoughts on her?
You know what? The body of work of El Renee. You would...
Yeah,
for her to take the time out.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Her seven albums. Her singing back up for Kim. Which she does. I've seen her. how does she fit? She fit us in, and that you know what?
I'm very appreciative.
I'll be forever grateful for her because she didn't. She honestly is one person that did not have to do it. No shade to the rest of the guests. We appreciate.
No, we don't hit them down. We don't break them down one by one.
For her and the things that her talent and the things that she does and how known she is.
Yeah, man. She
took
really...
time to do to have an interview with little old us. So we thank you, El Renee.
I mean, I don't know. Oh, fuck yeah. I am ridiculously grateful to her. And to sit down and kick it with us. A person of that stature to I mean, just kick it with us.
And that proves to you that there are still some humble
There's
people.
Still some pretty good people out there, man. Like, she could have... You know what? If she would have pulled that I'm a celebrity kick and just, like, said, fuck y'all, it would have been totally understandable. Had she did that, but she didn't. And what she did, she came here and she kicked it with us, and she was just cool. She was just, it wasn't on no celebrity shit. She kicked it like anybody else who sit on the couch in the den. Granted, we met at a Tim Hortons, got some coffee, shooting the shit, and everything was cool. I mean, you can't ask for more than that. So big ups to those who tweet. Tell her. I mean, you can get all the information you want about El Renee at El Renee Detroit on Twitter.
Is that it too? I thought it was just at El Renee, but okay.
It's at El Renee Detroit.
Gotcha.
Because there's apparently another El Renee out gotcha. There. I did not know that shit. We not talking about that one. We all talking right. about at El Renee Detroit. And moving on, second guest of the Summer Music Series.
J-Dub,
man, you talk first, cause I can't say nothing but nice things about. Yes, I'm washing balls. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be some ball
I'm
washing.
I'm not washing balls. I just wanna let y'all know, cause these people don't have balls, so I'm not washing balls. But El Renee, not El Renee. I'm so sorry. Jennifer Westwood, extremely cool person. You know, country singer. Actually, I wouldn't even call her country singer. She's like country pop.
Shit, she do everything.
She's like a mixture of things, but, you know, for her to take time out, it's for everybody to take time out to have an interview with us, you know, to advertise yourself, to show that, you know, that you really mm-hmm. are humble and you're willing to still promote yourself. Nobody, and to feel that you're not bigger than anybody else. You know how some people are. They don't want to interview. They don't want to do this. They don't feel they have to or whatever. They don't have to feel like they have to pay the dues. Not saying that you do, but we're grateful that you took time to spend time, even just though it was just an hour, and I really wasn't in the room because I was playing Quizzo.
No
you took
shit.
Time to interview with us. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Now, as far as Jennifer Westwood go, man, my love for her extends way beyond just the podcast world. Jennifer Westwood not only has followed us during social media,
and gave
responses back and opened up some doors for us that, quite honestly, we didn't even know. Jennifer Westwood has been a huge cheerleader of this podcast, and we love her for it, mainly because, all right, number one, it's so many reasons. And don't leave out Dylan Dunbar. I mean, he jumped in, too. Mm-hmm. But what I'm getting about her is she was the guest. She was on, you know, on mic and shit.
She was featured.
Yeah, but when it comes down to her, she pushed and she didn't have, she actually opened up us to a new fan base. I didn't even know I had country fans. Like,
you know what, country, you know what, country music.
I mean, I did with her, man, and for Dave, like, all these people got an open mic anytime they want to come back. That goes without saying. But
people don't sleep on country music. I'm telling you, if you like blues, you like country music.
You may want to check her out, man.
And you'll take check
and
her out.
She is befriended this podcast and welcomed it with open arms and fit us into her ridiculously busy schedule.
She's
in like Marquette. Four bands.
She's in four bands. She's in up in Marquette or something.
I know.
Now.
She's always running around. We're going to chip in and buy her a day off. That's just what the fuck we're going to do.
She still works a day job.
I know. But, all right. Anyway, if you want to reach out to her, you can always hit her up at on Twitter, at Jenny with an I, J-E-N-N-I, Westwood. And, oh man, much love go to her. Next guest on the Sermon Music Series. This my man right here. My man, name tag. You start.
Okay. With that, cause Mr. I call him Mr. Tag. That's what I call him. But name tag. You know what? He has an album coming out early next year. Let's start it out there.
Mm-hmm.
But extremely cool guy. You know, some rappers are douchebags.
Yep.
Extremely douchebags.
Yep.
Not a douchebag at all. Very down to earth dude. Very cool gentleman. He had a show last night we attended. Throw that out
yeah,
there.
That's on the page. That's on the fan page.
And,
as well.
You know, he. I'm going to say this about him. I don't think he knows how talented he is, but I'm going to tell him you are very talented. You are. And I thank you. I told you this to your face. Thank you for not rapping about money, hoes, and clothes. Appreciate you.
I mean, he do have a few songs.
But I'm just saying.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Even though I love 2 Chainz, but he ain't 2 Chainz and then Lil Wayne's and up. So I appreciate that.
Let me tell you something about name tag. I mean, I agree with everything you just said, but when it comes down to tag, man. Tag is a dude. That's what made, like, Tag is the dude I've known all my life. He just so happened to rap. Tag is one of us. Yeah. And what I mean by one of us, I wouldn't fucking blink if this motherfucker ended up in a den talking shit with the rest of us. Because half that interview was talking shit.
And y'all actually had a very, very good interview. I have to say,
like,
that. Y'all interview had to have been my favorite.
It's not just your favorite.
It was a conversation.
It was such a conversation. I mean, both of them. I mean, all of them were conversations. But Tag interview on a level. All right, I went on a personal level. It was like, dude, I just met a cool friend. I mean, that's how I felt when I left this. Like, I've known this guy for years. And that's how I felt. But on a business level, like, the fans, his fans, and my fans came together in one little minutia of it all, and they all represented on Stitcher. On a business level, like, they rated that podcast out of all the podcasts for 2012 we did, that was the most fan-liked and fan-friendly podcast. It made the Stitcher list as in who to watch for both of us, not just me, him too.
Hey,
that shit was crazy. Like, he got obviously who to watch for rap, but it also gave him like who to watch for as far as podcasting. That shit made me feel good when I left.
Yeah.
And big ups to him for that, because that was crazy. I mean, and out of that, he's just an extremely cool dude. And what I mean by cool, I don't mean like, oh my God, he's so cool. Yeah, that too. But he's like a dude to the point where, hey, we going out. You want to come out with us? All right, we'll just tell you who you is. He's like one of those dudes.
Yeah.
And I can sit back and I can talk about that one, but please listen to it. Or if you think he cool, hit him up on Twitter at name tag on Twitter. Exactly how it sounds.
And his website is it's name tag.
His name tag, yeah. And he got Tumblr too.
Just
follow. Just go to those two, and I'm pretty sure you'll work your way around all of that. What should we call this? This is like we just having one big fangasm on all the people. Who is next in Summer Music too? Your memory that bad.
No, it's not. Who's next? Actually, the Infatuations was next.
Well, yes and no, but all right, fuck it. We got to break it up. The Infatuations was next.
Yes, they were.
But with the Infatuations,
that came our blooper.
That was our blooper reel. Caleb, Christian, Dre Heim, I said the name right this time, Dre Heim, and Wolf, oh my God, good dudes.
Yeah.
And I'm not, they sat with us the first time, we called them on an outside practice, and we tried to do the official outdoor podcast.
I call it the Fisherman's Podcast.
Yeah, it was great.
On the lake.
On the lake, knocking back beers, talking about the infatuations. Well, the problem is the wind start kicking up and no one can hear us.
Not at all.
Then we go for part two with the infatuations. Still cool dudes. For some reason, Caleb couldn't attend. I met them at their studios, Metronome Studios. Metronome Studios is cool and scary at the same time.
Why is it scary?
Because it's some things you can't do in Metronome Studios. But it's some things you can do. Mm. One of those things is, if you want vitamin water, goddammit, you go to Metronome Studios. You can't walk in the fucking door without getting vitamin water.
Is there someone there to offer you vitamin water?
Boy, man, I mean, like in the first interview, he said they have, you know, much love from vitamin water. I just thought that was how, like, our sponsors treat us. Every so often, we get some cool shit, and it is what it is. No, goddammit. That place is a mecca of vitamin water.
Why didn't you bring me one?
Because you wasn't there.
So what?
But it's some things you can't do in Metronome Studios.
Like what?
Use the bathroom.
Why?
You cannot use the Okay. The bathroom in Metronome Studios, I bullshit you not, no pun intended, is, it looks like the set of Dexter. It is fucked. I have never seen a bathroom there. Me and Wolf talked about this off mic. If you have to go, they encourage you to go in the parking lot. Metronome Studios has everything a musician could want except one thing. A janitor. The bathrooms at Metronome Studios.
They're disgusting.
Oh, you will leave with a disease.
Ooh.
And that disease will be named after you.
Ooh.
It's fucked.
It's disgusting.
Other than that, cool dudes. I mean,
okay.
That has nothing to do with the infatuation. It's just where they get their shit. Well, no. Well, it's where they start working out. You know, but when you go to an infatuation, when you, okay, let me point by point on the personal and on the, I guess, fan level. On a personal level, all the members of the infatuations were just A-plus people. I mean, they carved out time and they schedule. And since it's about 7 or 8 of them, you got to make sure all those schedules are in sync because...
I didn't even know it was that many.
Yeah, man. You got to make sure those schedules are in sync because no interview without it. I mean, that goes for the first and second interview. You had to make sure because... And they're such a team thing. Fun fact, Jennifer Westwood, part of Infatuations at one point in time. And they're just genuine people. It's so cool. And Wolf, like, gave us a bunch of he made reference to it on the podcast about the t-shirts, the keychains, and stuff like that. He was like, next time I fuck up a podcast with us on it, I get a t-shirt. I get a whatever. I'm like, nah, it ain't about that, man. But I mean, just with open arms. That's on a personal level. On a fan level. See, if you don't see any... Okay, wait. That's wrong to say. If you are in the area or in the vicinity of a Infatuations concert, you have to go. You owe yourself a favor to go because great concert, great everything. If you wasn't pregnant already, you probably would have been at the end of the concert we saw on Arts, Beasts, and Eats.
Oh, that told up.
You give your experience from the concert.
Shout out to Caleb, who, like, really air humps a lot. Yeah. Good job. And Wolf, who smokes a cigarette while playing a
band. Let me tell you something about Wolf.
I think that's just
Wolf is so fucking comfortable.
Somehow.
On stage.
Somehow he played the bass, lit a cigarette, and still playing the bass. I don't know how he did it. It was magical.
And
Christian, they are, you know what? They are a very group of talented people. I mean, it's you know.
And then when you get
and it's fun. What the fun part is about the whole summer music thing is that these are all Detroit talent.
Yeah. You gotta represent that.
It ain't about New York. It ain't about LA, Atlanta, whatever. These are all Detroit people, and there are people that you Podcast World should check out. If you have not checked them out already, please check them out. Give them a chance. I mean, hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. First, you hear Infatuation, you probably think they black at first.
Well, you got a little bit of a mixed area.
I don't look at color.
You don't look at color.
No, I don't see color.
You know that's my line, right?
I know. That's why I stole it.
Either way. Look, I don't see color. I ain't give a shit about color the whole time. Oh, and look. You cut me off when I was talking about Christian.
Mm-hmm.
On that guy. Ooh, boy. On the guitar. Hey, man. Don't sleep on that guy.
And there's some other guys. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know. I didn't meet everybody, but there's a whole group of them. And
I mean,
they're all awesome. They have actually 3 guitar players.
Every last member of the Infatuations can go off on their own and become great, but the fact that they together makes them that much greater. And we rounded it off with our last person on the Summer Music Series, who ended up being like a dark horse. What I mean by dark horse is not that I'm shitting on her skills or anything like that. It was such a crapshoot that we can get this person.
Yeah. And her like sometimes all the other people kind of.
Oh wait! Before we get in there, okay. You can hit the Infatuations up on Twitter at the Infatuations. Yeah, the Infatuations.
Website is the same thing.
They're theinfatuations.com.
Yeah.
They're not the Korean pop band. They're not them.
And look at their youth. It was the Infatuations TV.
Yep.
No.
We don't get into that.
No.
We don't get into that.
But you can find their YouTube videos. I'm not sure about the YouTube handle, but if you type in the Infatuations, not the Asian band.
Yeah.
But type look at them on YouTube. Actually, they got like, don't they have like a free download of Blame It On You?
Yeah, if you go to theinfatuations.com,
you can download Blame It On You. Since they single, you can download it
for free.
I think same thing with Name Tag, with Blau.
Don't quote me on Name Tag.
I think so,
but I'm not 100% sure.
Anyway, I just seen something on his website about to download his song, Blau.
Yeah, look, like I said, so, as far as him, don't quote me on
I'm
that
not
one.
I'm not saying this,
but Infatuations,
I
do
check
know.
Him out.
All right, now as far as this goes, we gotta talk about Julie Haven. Julie Haven, she was the last member of the Summer Music Series.
And she did it in short notice. That's one thing.
She
I like
did
about
it
her.
In such short notice.
We asked her, and within three, in like, let's say, I'm gonna say a week.
This happened with.
Everybody else took some time. Everybody else took a little time. But we contacted her. She said yes. And next week, we had her on the show. So, shout out to Julie Haven for being active. Being active. And
with her, it would have been faster, but her voice went out. She lost her voice. And being the good sport she is, she invited us to go karaoke.
Yep.
And gave us essentially content for the show.
Yep.
Because her, like, you can, if you go to the fan page on Facebook, you can see Julie Haven and Tasha on stage together. She kind of emceed the whole thing. Saving her voice, did a few songs. You can hear, you can go back to the podcast. But one of the things I like about the Summer Music Series, it wasn't just a fangasm on all these people. It wasn't just me saying, oh, how awesome you are. Granted, it was a lot of that. I will be the first, and I mean that. But one of the things about the Summer Music Series, especially with Julie Haven, we got that. Honestly, that became the first outdoor podcast.
Successful. Actually, no, it wasn't. We did another one outside before that.
Where?
With Brandon.
When?
During the summer when he was up here.
That wasn't outdoors.
It was on a porch. It was outside.
When?
Over your mama's.
Oh.
So that actually was the official.
That is the official.
He don't remember his own dang on shows. I hear that.
That's right. The Father's Day special was outdoors.
Sure was.
That was.
But I don't think you told anybody it was outdoors. So, but yes, that. So
that was the official outdoors one. Yeah. But okay, but back to Julie. One thing about Julie Haven's podcast, I loved. We got deep, man. We talked about a lot of stuff about the podcast world. Like I did with everyone else, I talked about other people, about their artistry and stuff like that. But one of the things we got a chance to like get deep with Julie. We broke it down. We talked about why she performed. We talked about what it is inside you that drive that make you go. Another thing about Julie, I think one thing is haunting. It's haunting to me when I say this. And I don't mean any disrespect by it, but I asked her straight up. I said, I don't think you know the reach you have with your fans. And I'm not putting words in her mouth or anything like that, but I think on that podcast, and Julie, by any means, if I'm wrong, totally call me on my bullshit. I think it hit her right then and there. Because in her response to me, she said, you know, she paused and she said, if I'm right, I don't want to know. I don't want to know how powerful I am with my fans. And that was like a deep moment. She don't want, like, she's not shitting on her fans by any means. Mm-hmm. But she don't want that shit to push her in that realm of, oh my god, I'm a celebrity. The shit we were trying to avoid the whole time. Down to earth people. So if that's the thing that pushed her, I'm pretty sure it's other aspects that push everyone else. I mean, performers in a general sense, we all have some weird insecurity.
You say we?
I'm a performer. I get on this podcast. I am the lesser of everyone else. But yeah, there are some weird insecurities. Like, I have my moments where I think I suck, and then I get on Twitter and I confirm it by all the people telling me I suck. And then there's a moment, I have my Streisand moments where I need the thing to be so perfect with this podcast. And then I have the, like, I battle myself completely. And to have someone on the caliber of Julie Haven straight up tell me, no, you're not an alien. No, you're not. Nothing's wrong with you. I beat the hell out of myself every day, but I go through it and I perform. She says she taps into her little 5-year-old. Oh, my God. It was such a great interview. Fucking listen to it, man.
Yeah, go back. Check it out.
It ain't. Look, how can I say this and I don't want to shit talk anyone else? Mm-hmm. It's not the name tag interview. The name tag was fan favorite, but that was, if I had to say, a number two. Not shitting on anyone else, just the amount of responses I got. I would say that Julie Havens was number two because I got a lot of responses from that to say
number
that
two
was
ranking of your favorites.
I'm not favoriting them. I'm ranking them on
feedback.
On feedback to say how much people like identify with the character. Name tag, you ain't catching him.
No. Please, people, go back and listen to him.
Oh, you got to, man.
Listen to him.
So that brings us right back. Well,
I mean, we got some stuff in the works now.
We got some stuff in the works. And one of those
things.
Nothing
we can announce.
Can we? We don't announce it?
Well.
Alright. Here's something I was very iffy on. Especially, you gotta fix your mic because no one can hear you.
And no one can hear me. Can you hear me now? Is that better?
It's a little bit better, but whatever.
It's right here in front of my lips.
All right, there we go. Even better. All right, we was very iffy on this. The Summer Music Series essentially had a sixth group.
Yeah.
And would not look.
Are we still not mentioning them?
I want to bring them up for this reason and this reason alone. Because sooner or later, these guys will know about them, and we put them on the fan page, and we honestly gotta have to talk about them, and that is the Detroit group Kaleido. Kaleido, I want to go on record to say I have no ill will towards these guys.
None.
They would have, like, we have talked about them in passing on other podcasts. We didn't say their names because we didn't know if they was going to be on a summer music series. We didn't want to shit talk ourselves. But when it come down to it with Kaleido had a tremendous summer.
Yeah.
And good fortune rained down on them all summer. And unfortunately, when you're touring and you got a good sound like the band of Kaleido, I was a fan of Kaleido before the fucking summer music series. And for a brief stint of time, all systems were go for them to show up here. But there was some, I go a little inside, there was some talks between us and them where they wanted to show up on the podcast, but at the same token, they blew up.
Yeah.
They blew up, man. They had a little summer tour that was for July. What? And they was going to get back with us in August. And then they took hold to something and fortune rained down upon them. And I've gotten emails to say, I'm sorry, we couldn't make it, we couldn't do this, or we got to reschedule, this came up. And the only thing I can say to them is, do your thing.
Can't hold you back.
I would be a dick as a fan if I said, no, you got to do my podcast, fuck everybody else. No.
Make your money.
Oh, by all means. There's one thing about the Just Talk with Sam show. We're going to catch you on the way up. And we may catch you on the way down. Mm-hmm. And if we catch you on the way down from whatever you're working on, you probably got stories to tell. And that's all. That's what we are. I mean, at the end of the day, this podcast is fanboy power. I know it is. So, and I mean, much love go to Christina Chris, Joey Fava, Ronnie Rosalito, Cody, and new guy. Jamie. No, I'm not gonna fuck him over like that. No, Jamie. I'm not gonna fuck him over like that. Alright, I didn't even throw Julie Havens out. You can hit her at Twitter on Julie Haven. And you can see what you're missing at Kaleido, Kaleido Band on Twitter.
Or KaleidoBand.com, right?
Or KaleidoBand.com.
Hit the websites out there.
And quite honestly, man, they rocked it. They're fan. Which is weird.
They are dope, man. Okay.
I still Love Design, motherfucker.
You know what? They put you in the mind of No Doubt or Paramore.
Now, here's what's interesting about them. Granted, they didn't make the summer music series, but somewhere down the line, they will show up on this podcast. I can guarantee that. I just felt iffy about saying their names. I'm saying it to the public right now as a fan. Please check them out. They didn't shit on me. They didn't do anything like that. They just had a streak of luck. And quite honestly, I would have did the same shit. Now, that's what brings me to this moment. Oh, we got to bring back that sad music, man.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think you know what moment this is.
Not really, but I'm going to go with you on this.
Are you?
I'm going to try.
Since this is kind of like the last real podcast of the summer.
Are you quitting?
I'm not quitting.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I do have to dispel one of those things. I kind of was going to wait on this. Actually, let's get to it. Anybody who tweeted me in the last 3 days know what the fuck I'm talking about. It's SamShow11 on Twitter. But since there's no summer music series, we may have to say goodbye to, or at least put them in the background, a sponsor. this is the last time we're going to do this. You want to do it? You want to do the last Mad Great Read?
I'm going to let you wallow in it.
This is the last one. Let's turn off this music. Here it is. You ready? Summer Music Series brought to you by the good folks at Man Great. What's the Man Great, you ask? Man Great is the ultimate grilling enhancement system. Bringing you the Summer Music Series, but also giving you steakhouse quality steaks without leaving your backyard. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're grilling, it could be steak, it could be chicken, it could be fish, it could be possum, it could be vegetables. Whatever you grilling, you grill that on the Man Grate, because with the Man Grate, cast iron design reduces the grease.
Are you getting Ric Flair on?
Reduces flare-ups. Do you want me to do this in a Ric Flair
book? I think you should.
Oh, no, wait. You know what? This is the last one. That check ain't getting no checkier when this happens. So, let's get on Ric Flair with it. Woo!
Really?
Woo! The Nature Boy wants to tell you about something called the Man Great. Woo! Man Great's cast iron design. Man Great reduces flare-ups. And Man Great is made in America. Woo! Made in America. The Man Great helps us out, giving us steakhouse quality steaks for me and the Four Horsemen.
You tell me.
Woo! Tully Branson. Woo! Art Anderson. Steve Michael McMichael. Woo! And Chris Benoit. We all eat steak thanks to the good folks at Man Grate. And they sponsored the Summer Music Series. Woo!
You done?
We're going to break it down for a second. Look.
I think you're tired. That's why you're breaking it down.
You look. Look at me, goddammit.
What am I looking at?
Dusty Rhodes. Sting.
Booker T.
Booker T. And Hulk Hogan. Say what you will about the Nature Boy.
Golf ball back.
But you will enjoy some sex from Man Grate.
Thank you, Man Grate. Thank you for a wonderful summer, Man Grate.
Alright, let's turn this off.
Yeah, he's going to Sam has just tired himself out. He's a little tired right now.
But
you, Telly Earn, and Chris Benoit.
That was, god damn, that was the last Man Grate. Now they, well, they, you can always go to Man Grate. Go to SamShowNation.com under the current promotions page.
Hey, Man Grate, you ain't just got a barbecue in the summer.
Well,
People, if you, look here. People barbecue all year round.
Mm-hmm.
So you can still buy Man Grate, but this will be the last time.
This is the last one for the summer music. Unless.
Are still keeping it on the website.
Yeah, we're still keeping it there. So, because I guess our discount goes on for the rest of 2012. So go to SamShowNation.com. Click the link on the current promotions. Click Man Grate. Order yourself a Man Grate. I have one personally. And I got to say, it's some good shit, man. I got some pretty good steaks.
I'm thinking about actually using it in the house somehow.
Please don't use it. Please don't put that barbecue grill in the house. Don't burn
it
out
my house. No, I was going to put it on the stove.
I know you can, but it's kind of iffy. It's just the design of it.
I'll figure it out.
With our type of stuff. Don't figure it out. Figure it out over somebody's house we don't like.
How do you think of a burning house down?
Yes.
Sam.
All right. Piss so, gosh. With the summer music series over, shout out to all those guys. All of those guys. Shout out to all those guys, man. Shout out to, in order, Ariel Renee.
Yay.
Woo. Jennifer Westwood.
Can we get some applause?
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Here we go. See what happened when Big Mane don't show up on the board and I have to fucking work? Now, isn't it enough? I've given you the free footy. No, I'm kidding. No fans. I'm not talking about you guys. I'm just saying, you know. Hey, tweet him at Jay McClay says, and just totally say, get your ass back to the podcast. You know, because somebody had a birthday, they think they could take a day off.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday, Big Man.
Oh, we late as hell.
Belated birthday.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. And we get him something. Anyway, shout out to the Summer Music Series. In order, El Renee! Jennifer Westwood. Name tag. The name is tag. The Infatuations. And Julie Haven. We thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
Yes, I said our show.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that shit later.
No.
And, we just edit that out.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, we'll edit that out.
Okay, keep going.
Now, the $1,027,000 question. What's next?
What's next, I tell you?
We looking at Super Producer right now. What's next?
We're going to do a little switch. Nah, I don't want to say a switch. We kind of flip it a little bit.
We coming back to the den, goddammit.
Yeah, we're going to do some more den-centered activities. Bring some more guests. Hopefully, over the next year, we'll get Brandon back on the show. I'm sorry.
BK.
Look,
that's the worst-kept secret we got. Like, we don't know his fucking name.
I mean, just keep it. The plan is keep it close to home, but we also want to do some what I call artist spotlight. Not necessarily musical people, but different people that do different things. Be it superhuman tricks, whatever. So that's my goal.
Yeah, that's a total non-visual element, but yeah,
it's not visual. I just want to see, can you like verbally bring what you do to light? That's all.
Yeah. So the Summer Music Series gave us a little bit of an insight of, quite honestly, we have a pretty good reach. I mean, I didn't think we would have one, but we do. And now knowing that we do, we're going to bring some people here. We're going to bring some people to the den. We're going to talk with it, you know. We'll talk to some people. But we're not going to forget our fan favorites. That being Big Man himself. BK. Throw him out there. To a lower extent, you.
Go to.
Now, Big Ike. Ike Lewis.
You know, it's not a fan favorite. Shut up.
I'm just naming them all.
Okay, fine.
But you know who is
Dave
a fan?
Dave Brown.
The Mayor Dave Brown in an election year. You better believe.
My favorite. That's my favorite Black History moment. Dave Brown.
You better believe we gonna have the mayor show up. Mayor Dave Brown. We gonna reach out to Marlene, who had a pretty decent summer herself, just not on mic.
I don't think we wanted to record any of that.
Oh my God, that shit was fun. We are going to talk about that shit. Marlene will be coming back. Brandy! Let's not forget Brandy!
We can hunt her down.
We don't have to hunt her down, man. We gonna get Brandy. Some of the fan favorites back.
You know who I would like to get on the show? I'm calling her out.
Who?
Shay.
Which one? We already kind of had a Shay.
Who was the other one? Oh, no.
Yeah, the real Shay.
The original.
See, I want her there. Look, I said too, I want her here. But that's going to expose me. And quite honestly, I'm with that. Bring her here. Expose me, goddammit. Expose me for the piece of shit I am. We're going to bring some new people out there. See, we're going to bring some people back to the dead. Those who aren't exactly fan favorites. And, you know, we got to bring the fan favorite of fan favorites back.
Whom?
It's two of them. The Roy York. We got to bring him back.
All right. Do what you do.
But I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about... God damn it. Hold on. There's one more person.
Me.
That will be new to the podcast who keeps saying, I want to come, I want to come. And that's Big Smooth. Big Smooth will be on the podcast. You gotta explain Big Smooth. I've done some guest spots with him, and yeah, he will show up. But all of those aside, I ain't talking about those guys. You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the teen idol sensation of the goddamn Just Talking with Sam podcast. I'm talking about the most charismatic motherfucker I've ever shared a mic with. I'm talking about a person who quite honestly don't need to be on this motherfucker, but somehow find a way to be on it. I'm talking about P-Dub himself.
Got two people.
Is coming back. Whoever I am. What? Who?
Nate.
Yeah, fuck him. Nah, Nate.
TB.
Alright, first of all, after the... Hold on. Let's address both of those. Nate, who will be back on the podcast, the next time he's on the podcast, I will make it plain. Last time we had to grow up and we had to get on his level and we all learned the lesson and we all got our grown man on. Fuck that. Next time on the podcast, I am making it... Fans, if I don't do this, keep me honest, dude. I am making it the most juvenile fucking podcast ever. And when I mean juvenile, there will be dick jokes. There will be joke. There will be everything he says I will make fun of. There will be liquor. Get that off your mind. There will be liquor here.
I can't drink, though.
Well, not for you. You just make sure we still record. And... You know, you did your job. And also, speaking of T-Biggs, let me tell you something about that motherfucker T-Biggs. T-Biggs. After the fucking Madden ass whooping I caught from T-Biggs.
Yeah, it was sad.
I have to do this anytime we mention T-Biggs on the podcast in order to get him Twitter followers. One, we have to not only mention his Twitter ID, which is T-Biggs313.
Unfortunately.
On Twitter. T-Biggs313 on Twitter. We also will bring up... God damn it. We have to bring back the top five with T-Biggs. Remember that little segment we had with T-Biggs?
Yes, I remember.
I'm not saying it was a bad segment. It was all right. But I thought, you know, gave him a couple times and we were done with it. No. You know, I ran my mouth off, you know, and quite honestly, I put my name on it. Every time I say I put my name on it, you can take it to the bank. If Sam says he's going to do something, Sam being me, I will keep my word. So we're bringing back the top five with T-Biggs. If y'all don't remember, it usually start off like this. With T-Biggs. And that's the top five of whatever subject you got. Because, quite honestly, T-Biggs, I'll tell you right now, T-Biggs is a fucking list bully. I tell him to his fucking face.
Yeah, what?
He's a list bully. Oh. Make a list with T-Biggs. Compare something whenever you do his top five. He will do everything in his fucking power to convince you his list is greater than yours. He's a fucking list bully. Other than that, that's my little brother. That's my little dude. I know what I just said. Granted, he's 6'8" or some shit.
7 feet.
He's 7 now?
I don't know.
Either way, we got a lot of surprises in store for you with, you know, the podcast coming there. But it just sucks that the Summer Music Series is over. And one thing you can do, to help us out at the podcast versus, you know, I gotta say, some music artists themselves. Dude, go to samshownation.com, click the Amazon link, and just buy whatever the hell you was gonna buy. Honestly, a lot of our summer music friends are on there. Please go support them as much as you can. But let's face it, you are going to Amazon anyway to buy some shit for you.
Hey, you don't know that.
You mean to tell me our listeners weren't going to Amazon?
Well, I'm going to Amazon.
You're going to Amazon.
I got some things.
Look, everyone else is going to go to Amazon to buy whatever the hell they're going to buy. I can't stop that. I'm not that powerful. The only thing I can ask, if you stop by samshownation.com under current promotions or the homepage, click the Amazon link and shop as you normally would. Mm-hmm. Guys, that helps out with the free funny on our side. And then on top of that, well, you get whatever you was going to get. It's a win-win, man. And don't hesitate to, you know, we've got some tweets from people who send us stuff from Amazon that they bought from Amazon. And I appreciate that. Keep that going.
Hey, all day.
Hey, you use my Amazon link. Please, you know, tweet me what you bought. You know, I've got a...
Unless it's some porno type stuff.
Bullshit.
We don't want that tweet.
Do you know how many tweets I got with I bought a fucking dildo and like a fucking 12-inch cock?
From Amazon?
From Amazon.
I didn't know Amazon sold dildos.
You can buy a dildo from Amazon.
You know I'm about to go in there now, right?
Well, it is what it is, man. I really don't know how to end this other than to say thank you to all the people who showed up for the Summer Music Series.
I
want to
thank you. Yes.
Maybe we should start off the podcast with this song.
What?
I mean, yeah, thank you. Saying thank you.
Not as Stales.
Not as Stales, but like, what about,
Alanis Morissette?
No, that was, thank you. No, that she was very specific in what she was thinking. And that's
thank you for being a friend.
Hey, I ain't got no problem with that.
Travel.
All the people who showed up for the Summer Music Series.
I
want to
thank you. Yes.
Maybe we should start off the podcast with this song.
What?
I mean, yeah, thank you. You know, saying thank you.
Not as Stales.
Not as Stales, but like, what about,
Alanis Morissette?
No, that was, thank you. No, that, she was very specific in what she was thinking. And that's
thank you for being a friend.
Hey, I ain't got no problem with that.
Travel down the road and back again.
Or, just for continuity's sake, let's say thank you. From God, I'm blanking.
Oh, the Golden Girls theme is actually a very good idea. I like that.
In the pail and the coffee,
but do do. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! That's why.
You would see the biggest gift would be.
That, no, we're not doing that.
And
we're
the not, card not. Attached would say, you know what? That's why I can't wait for Brandon to come back.
That's why.
Honestly, I know this is jacked up, but that's why I can't wait for Brandon to come back. Because our randomness of breaking out singing the Golden Girls theme. Yes.
Oh, don't get it twisted. We will have free funny. We will have randomness. Was this podcast funny? I want to say no.
Was this one funny?
I want
to
say
no. No, it wasn't supposed to be funny.
I don't think it was.
We got funny moments, you know, breaking out and singing.
The Golden Girls thing.
The hell?
You know what? We sung the Golden Girls theme in a Jennifer Westwood.
They have a dildo on Amazon.com called Meaty Mike.
Oh, God damn it. So, let's end this podcast right now. I will find a thank you song to start this podcast with. I know it's real redundant to say this because if you're listening to this, you've already heard it. But if you listen to the one called Best Concert Ever, you know I listen to these podcasts and then do my intro according to the podcast. So, with that said, for all your podcast needs, you can go to samshownation.com. Or if you're a Facebooker, you can always visit us at Facebook.com/JustTalkingWithSam, Facebook fan page. Say hey, say what's up. Or
Sam Show Nation.
I just said that.
.com.
Sometimes you don't listen.
I don't. I wasn't listening. I'm sorry.
Sometimes you really
Twitter
don't listen.
@SamShow11. Hit my Twitter @RealTashaMack. Thank you.
I gotta ask. I've gotten some tweets about the podcast. Have you received one
guy? Yes, I want to read one now.
Please. Please. Fuck it. We got time to kill.
From at Tasha Mack. I'm sorry. From at Real Tasha Mack.
That's you to you. That shit doesn't count. Like, oh, your fan reactions do this. How the hell are you still there? I mean, every last one of your fan reactions is the saddest shit in the world. And they
just end this podcast.
I've seen some of that shit. And they make me look like the most abusive. They make me look horrible.
That's because you are abusive.
I'm not saying I
think my mic was turned on this whole time.
I wish it was.
Did you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you just fine. I really, really strongly wish your mic was shut down.
You know, on that note, people.
No, I'm not saying that to kind of like punk you or anything. It's just I know what's about to happen. See, you set up people. Like, here's what happened with your podcast. Look, should we tell them about your podcast
not
coming up?
No, I'm not going to tell them about my podcast because I'm hungry and I'm ready to eat. So.
Your podcast is coming up.
We're going to end it here.
No. They always make it, every tweet make it sound like I am the most oppressive person. It is the saddest shit in the world.
You are very oppressive.
These are the tweets you get.
Seriously?
Fuck sale.
Seriously.
Anonymous person too.
Seriously. You play this song.
They do that divide and conquer shit. It's just like,
Sam, I know this podcast.
You ever thought about having your own?
I don't really
fuck sale.
I don't really want my own. So.
All of your podcasts.
I can't talk for 30 minutes straight up. I'll get sidetracked.
30? We wouldn't talk for an hour.
An hour. I get sidetracked and my ADD kicks in, so I can't really podcast.
Look, first of all, hey, you may want to get the domain name set. And people, I want y'all to tweet Tasha at Real Tasha Mack on Twitter because she has 3 episodes, just not public. She has a podcast. She has an open channel on Sam Show Nation. And that podcast is called The N-Word.
Sam.
I'm not bullshit. Well, it's a double entendre because it's her name is Natasha and she's black. So it's called The N-Word. It's The N-Word podcast. Like, how are you not proud of that?
Listen, I'm not good at this podcast thing, so.
Look, those who want to.
I know my strengths and weaknesses.
Those who want to listen to The N-Word, please tweet either one of us, SamShow11 or Real Tasha Mack, or get on the fan page. I want to see. Look, we got Ike and the Workhorse going.
Workhorse.
Thank you. We got Ike and the Workhorse going. I want to launch another podcast. Like, Marlene shit ain't going nowhere no time soon. So. We shitted on her shit before it came out. That was our fault. We totally shitted on her podcast before it got out. And please, I know y'all was joking, but please give her shit a chance. But I want to talk about my wife right now, the N-Word podcast. Talk about the N-Word. All right, you know what? You want to end it because you want to eat, which is fine. We will end it here.
Thank you.
I will talk to y'all later.
Bye, podcast world.
Next podcast, we're going to jump into the N-word.
No, we're not.
All right. I will holler at y'all next week, man.
No, we're not. Bye. Hi.